This is the Ghost Podcast, and I am your host, creator, and producer of this podcast. I go by the name Rosemary on this podcast, but as some of you may know from listening to my other episodes, that's actually not my real name. And at the time, it seemed like a good idea to use a pseudonym. I was talking about some really personal, hurtful things that had happened to me, and I've just stuck with it. And listeners, it's been a minute since we've done an episode. And there will be some really great new content coming your way. I do have an episode recording set up with Peter McGraw from the Solo Podcast. Excited to share that and have him share his thoughts on living a solo life, relationship design, all some of the topics I spoke about in my last episode, Salt Bath. Today, I'm doing a quick solo episode. I wanted to give you a couple of updates on some things that have been going on with me. So first of all, listeners, I have once again been ghosted. And you would think I would know by now that I should know better, right? I've been doing this podcast for over 2 years. I have been ghosted several times. And I just want you to know it can happen again. You can meet someone who can promise you things, who can promise they won't ghost you, who seems like a good person, they seem genuine, and it still happens. And I wanted to share a little bit about my recent experience today. I also wanted to give you guys an update. I had said a couple of episodes that I had been reached out to by a woman who had dated the person that my first episode was about. I called him John in that episode. His real name is Sean. As some of you may know from listening to another episode, his ex, who dated him more recently as well, reached out to me in January. She had some information to share with me about him and about what had happened in that experience I had with him. And we were going to do a podcast episode together. And then she unfortunately decided it just wasn't good for her mental health to talk about him and to keep thinking about him. But I did promise an update on that. She did give me permission to share a little bit about her story. So after I talk about my experience first, then I'm going to spill the tea on everything that happened with the original ghoster that this podcast was created about. Okay, so where do I begin with this latest ghosting? As I've said on this podcast many times, my biggest lesson learned since starting this podcast is that people who ghost are inherently lacking basic communication skills. They definitely lack emotional maturity, insight. They don't have the ability to be sympathetic or empathetic to other people and how their actions make other people feel, which makes them inherently selfish. They're really thinking about their own convenience, their own comfort level, and they're not willing to step outside that to provide closure or explanations to other people. At the end of the day, you don't want someone like that in your life. That's not someone that you can ever have a sustainable relationship with, that you can ever communicate well with, because they just lack that capacity. And that's really sad for them. I do feel sorry for people who ghost, people who ghosted me, people who ghost other people, except in the case where we're talking about extreme narcissists, which we have talked about on other podcasts, and that's not the case here. It is something where I just feel happy that this person showed me who they are before I wasted any more time. And I do have empathy and sympathy for them, because how sad is your life if this is how you treat people? So before I dive into the story of what happened, I just want to say that I have been in a place where I have been really happy with the state of my relationships and my relationships with others. I have multiple casual partners who are actually really great people. I feel really fortunate to have them in my life. I've been able to practice relationship design and really build relationships that are custom made for things that I need from different people. And it's been great. And I was really happy with that status and I was satisfied with that. So the way that this ghosting happened, I had a work trip scheduled to Colorado and I decided to go a little bit early over the weekend to go to a national park about 4 hours south of Denver. So I had set my Bumble to travel mode a couple weeks ahead of time because I always do that. I meet some really interesting people. Some of my casual partners have come from that. I've made some friends from that. There's been some podcast guests on this podcast and my other podcasts from that. So I find that that is, to me, the biggest benefit of the apps is just this gives me this ability to meet so many more people than I would have met without the apps in place. So anyways, match with this guy on Bumble. And it turns out he is staying about 2 hours south of Denver on the way to where I was going to this national park. So we decided to meet for dinner and, you know, in my mind, no expectations. I have to eat anyways. Might as well have a date. I always learn something interesting from people I meet on dates. I rarely had a bad date. So we have dinner and then we end up spending almost the next 2 days together. So listeners, you've all had this happen to you. You meet someone, it feels really great in person, and you just go with the flow. So right from the beginning, I said to him, I am completely fine with this just being a fun weekend. I'll probably never see you again. I've done this before. I have relationships like this. I don't have any issue with just having a fun weekend with you and never talking again. And he was actually the one who said, I want to see where this goes. Can we make this a relationship? I remember him specifically saying, I've never tried to start a long distance relationship before, but I don't want that to stop us. I don't want to be afraid to try and regret not trying. And so I agreed to give it a try. And we had several specific conversations about how we would communicate and how we would see each other again. And, you know, I left that weekend with a really great feeling. So we spent about the next 2 weeks in pretty much constant communication. Right from the beginning, he had said he was going to come and visit me. We picked specific dates. We talked very specifically about what we were going to do. We had multiple conversations about it. We were mostly communicating over video messaging through Marco Polo, a little bit of texting. We had some phone calls. And there was a little bit of like a snag with him coming out to see me with some of the logistics with the travel. And he was still working on it. So then we had a phone call one night. Phone call was over an hour. And the phone call was really kind of digging in deep about what are you looking for in a partner? You know, what's important to you? We talked a lot about seeing each other again and how that would work. And on that call, he had said something about maybe he wouldn't be able to come visit me on the dates that we had planned. And I have to say that felt pretty shitty because in my mind, he led me to believe that this was a pretty solid plan, that we would see each other again. And for him to kind of backtrack on that felt kind of shitty. And I want to say on that phone call, we also specifically talked about if this was still something we should try to do, if it made sense to try to pursue this long distance. And we both specifically said we did want to pursue it. We did think it was worth it. And on that call, I did tell him, if you feel like you don't want to do this anymore, I understand that. I want to, but if you don't want to, I understand. And please let me know. I'll be okay. You don't have to worry about telling me. And he said, oh yeah, I would tell you. He said, I wear my heart on my sleeve. You'll definitely know. I won't have an issue telling you. But at this point, I do want to keep going. And another thing is he had specifically said to me multiple times, you know, when we were together on that phone call, and then even afterwards, I will never ghost you. I will let you know if I don't want to continue. And so after we had that phone call, we had a couple more messages that evening. And again, I had said something reiterating again, if you don't want to continue, let me know. And he said, yes, I will. I won't ghost you. And we ended the evening with a little bit back and forth about his trip with me just kind of saying again that I was under the understanding we had these dates planned. And I was just a little confused on why he was changing the plan. And it felt a little bit like I was maybe trying to convince him to come see me. And listeners, I'm sure you can guess what happened next. I never heard from him again. He deleted all the tools we were using to communicate, unfollowed me on Instagram, removed me from his followers on Instagram, and ghosted me. So my thoughts and feelings, of course, it feels really shitty. It feels extra shitty when someone goes out of their way to tell you they won't ghost you and that if they want to not continue, they will tell you. And then they do the exact opposite. That feels pretty shitty. It's really hard because you want to be authentic and genuine with someone. And you want to feel like you can trust someone, even if you've had so many bad past experiences and your gut tells you you shouldn't trust people and you decide to go ahead and do it anyways. And then they do the exact same thing. That's a shitty feeling. We all know that. Were there red flags with this guy? 100%. I mean, I got the sense after our last phone call that this is not someone who has any ability to be introspective. I will say his audacity in the way he thinks about himself and the world astounded me, but it also didn't because it's very typical of every other man that's in their late 30s and older that I've ever spoken to. which is why I make a point to generally date younger men. Younger men, they got it going on. They got it going on emotionally, and they got it going on in the bedroom. Younger guys go to therapy. They're open about their emotions, and they are all about pleasing their partner. So I would say red flags, his astonishing audacity, his skepticism and not believing in anything is real that has to do with brain science or psychology or human behavior. This guy just clearly lacks any integrity. I mean, he was all over the place, just wishy-washy. You know, when we were together, he was the one who said he wanted to try to have a relationship. And then later he kind of retracted that and was like, well, I'm not really dateable right now. And, you know, the whole thing with the trip where we had dates planned and then he backtracked. And another big red flag was his attitude towards therapy. He was at the point of view that he is perfectly fine. He has nothing to work on. He has no issues and doesn't really think therapy is beneficial. Everyone listening, please only date people who are open to therapy. No one is perfect. We all have things to work on. And especially be aware of people who say that they don't and that they're fine the way they are, because those people have no insight into their own issues. They're not willing to examine themselves in a closer lens. They're not going to be open to change or personal growth. And I would say for me, that is definitely a red flag in the future. As everyone will say, you dodge a bullet. This is obviously not a person who can contribute in any meaningful way to a real partnership or real connection with another person. So anytime we get ghosted or we have an experience like this, we always want to find the lesson learned. And what could we have done differently? What's the takeaway from this? Because that is the silver lining of these shitty situations, is what can you take to make yourself a better person, to be stronger, to move on, to grow as a person. And I will have to say, I did do some self-reflection with this incident. I definitely rushed into things with him. Like I said earlier, I should have known better. You know, I was really excited. I did really like him. You know, the being with him was really amazing. It gave me that limerence feeling, just over kind of overwhelming, you know, happiness when I was physically with him. And I think that definitely led me to not do what I know I should have done, which was slow it down and, you know, maybe just be myself a little bit more. I think my personality type is when I feel like I have something to do that's a job or a mission, I want to do it really well. And so I can do casual relationships really well. I'm very good at those. But in this case, because he said he wanted a serious relationship, I was like, okay, that's my job, is to make this a serious relationship that's going to work. And I think I personally approached it from a little bit of a deeper place than I think it should have been. I think I got a little bit too deep too fast and really wanted to try to build a connection and grow something. But, you know, when I can do that, when I do that sometimes, which I don't open up to people that often. And that's another thing, is I had told him, like, some of the things I was sharing with him and being vulnerable about with him. I don't do that with everybody, with actually almost nobody. I mean, almost nobody sees that side of me. And people who do know me in other aspects of my life, if they knew about, like, some of the things I shared with him, they would be pretty shocked. They would never see that side of me. And so I feel like I really should have held back with talking about a lot of those things. You know, I guess in my mind, I was thinking this is what we need to do to build this and to get to know each other. But it really wasn't the best portrayal of myself. And I think I should have waited to share a lot of those details. So lesson learned is, no matter how often I know that really the right way to do relationships, because I have spent a lot of time listening to podcasts, reading books, meeting guests on this podcast and learning about how to do relationships right, I threw all that advice out the window. I just went with how I felt, and it didn't work, obviously. Not saying in any way that I deserve what happened. It doesn't matter what I did, unless I was a really shitty person, which I wasn't. I didn't deserve to be treated this way. Nobody does. This is 100% on him. It's his actions, his decisions that reflect his poor choices and bad behavior. But I do want to take the lesson learned and have that self-reflection. And there are some things that I think I definitely could have done better. And all I can hope is that I will learn that lesson for next time. One of the things I always ask guests on this show is, what would you say to the person who ghosted you if you could say something to them? And so I want to answer that question for myself in this scenario. And I think Honestly, I would say nothing because you know what you did. You know what you did, and you should be ashamed. And I think you are. Maybe you don't want to think about it or you don't want to acknowledge it, but unless you're a complete psychopath, you feel bad about what you did. You know it was wrong. You know you promised me you wouldn't do that, and you did it anyways. And I don't think you're a psychopath. You're not that special. You're just a very typical man in his 40s who has outsized audacity to who you actually are and what you can actually do. You're a liar. You led me on. You promised things you didn't deliver on. And then you're a fucking coward. You didn't have the fucking balls to just tell me that you didn't want to do it anymore. And I gave you every chance. I brought it up several times. I said, go ahead and tell me if you don't want to do this. It's long distance. It's understandable. And you're too much of a coward to do it. You chose not to. So I don't think I need to say that. I think that you know that. And women don't want men like you. Women don't want men anymore who don't want to go to therapy, who don't want to work on themselves, who don't want to admit that they have room for growth or change. They're not open to that. That's a dinosaur. Good luck with that. Did you hurt me? Yes, I will say what you did was hurtful, especially leading me on and lying to me. And of course, ghosting me. That hurts. Nobody can say that doesn't hurt, which says a lot more about you. In fact, it says everything about you, and it doesn't reflect anything on me. I didn't deserve that. And you know that. I just wanted to share my experience and let you know that this does still happen to me. It happens to all of us. But what I really learned my lesson from with this is my experience and when I was ghosted back when I started this podcast and to this experience now is how much I've changed and how much I've grown. I don't feel bad about myself. I was genuine and authentic. I put my real self into it. I made an effort. I trusted what he said and I went with that. And that was my intention. And he didn't. And he lied. And one of the things I've learned is that a lot of men, not all men, but a lot of men will say whatever is convenient to them in the moment. So they say things that they don't mean in the moment all the time. And maybe they really do believe them in the moment, but they say it because it's easy to do and they don't give forethought into what the impact of this actually means and if they're going to follow through. And as soon as it's later on or there's distance, it's like it's not convenient anymore and they just completely backtrack. And I don't know if men just lack integrity, if so many men just can't follow through on what they said, if their words just never match their actions, but this is something I've definitely observed over and over again. And like I said, it's hard because I know this, I've learned this lesson many times, and I still fell for it. I started this podcast over 2 years ago so I could share my story about when I was ghosted. And the purpose of this podcast has been to share other people's stories so we can have a conversation about this happening. It's so normalized. It happens all the time. And it can trigger real hurt and real trauma. And I hope by sharing my story, I can encourage more people to speak out. And so many of you who listen to this podcast have reached out to me, letting me know that hearing these stories has helped you. Several of you have shared your own stories. So I'm happy to have this platform to be able to talk about these things. Moving on, let's talk about how ghosters always come back. So the person that ghosted me originally when I started this podcast, I never expected I would hear anything about this person again. It has been several years. I'd moved on, but they always come back some way or another. And in this case, this person did come back to me by way of an ex of his, someone who also dated him. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. So I was contacted back in March of this year, which is 2023, by a woman on Instagram on my podcast account. So this is the message she sent me. Hi, I just listened to your podcast about, quote, John. I dated him for 3 months and just wanted to reach out because I too felt like I was the crazy one. I also think I have your answer as to why he ghosted you. If you were open to talking, I'd be up for that, but also okay if you don't want to open that old wound. So after that, her and I, we sent multiple different voice messages to each other on Instagram. We actually spoke on the phone for a little bit as well. Her and I also met up in person And as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, she originally was going to come on this podcast with me and talk about her experience. She decided not to do that for her own mental health, but she did send me an email with a lot of information about her experience, and she did give me permission to share that. So the gist of what she told me that happened before I dive into her story a little bit is that at the time that he and I were dating, he was in a long-term monogamous relationship, and he was cheating on her with multiple women, including myself and several other women. And actually, there was a couple other women that this person who contacted me, I'll call her Jay, she had been in touch with all these other women as well. And one of them was actually going to join the podcast as well. So it wasn't just me. Turns out this guy was a pretty horrible, terrible person, maybe one of the worst people I've ever met. And so that was kind of his thing, is he was cheating with his partner, who had no idea. And he was doing it with multiple women. And he was doing the same thing he did to me, love bombing them and then ghosting all of them. So as far as her story, she shared with me, she had just graduated from a PTSD recovery program from her ex before she started dating Sean. And he was aware of all this past trauma. She actually had a relationship with a man who lied about his identity. So pretty extreme experience that she had, where she was really deceived and had a lot of issues getting over that, and really had a lot of trust issues. So when she met Sean, he did exactly the same thing to her that he did to me. No surprise, this is what this guy does, where he love bombed her intensely, future faking. Within a few weeks, he was telling her that he wanted to move in with her. He was going to buy her a car. He was buying her gifts, saying he wanted to marry her. And a lot of this was setting off her alarms, but she put them aside. So if you've ever been love bombed, as I have, and as she has, and some of you listeners may have been, it's so overwhelming, and it's intended to make you feel so good that you do disregard a lot of these internal alarms and red flags. So they dated about a month and a half. And when she came over to his house one day, he was just getting off a phone call with a coworker who had told him he was on the Facebook group, "Are We Dating the Same Guy? Chicago." And they talked about it and what it could be. And that is when he told her about my podcast, because he thought I was the one who posted it, which I didn't. I'm actually not on Facebook. So it wasn't me who posted it. It was someone else. So he asked her, this woman, Jay, to join the group and see what was said about him. And she was also a little bit worried about that. So she did join, and she saw this other woman's comments about her experience with him. This is the other woman who's going to come on the podcast. And then multiple other women. So she had reached out to this other woman. Let's call her A. That was a little confusing. There's a lot of women this guy fucked with. He reached out to her before she circled back to him to get more information about her experience. And basically, she had this very similar experience to me. So after this had happened, she had shared with me that they were actually at a brunch with multiple friends. And they were talking about this, about him being in this Facebook group. And he said a lot of really shitty things about these women. So he specifically said some things about me personally that were really intimate details I'd shared with him that I would never want people to know. And he just used them and tried to make them a really negative thing and told all these people this. And then he said multiple other things about this other woman. I'm not going to share them because I'm not going to repeat his lies and bullshit and, you know, victimize these women anymore, including myself. But, you know, just really horrible things that he said, and essentially blaming the women. And he did mention my podcast, but he never said what it was about. He never said he ghosted me. He basically portrayed it as me just being like angry and trying to get back at him or being obsessed with him or something. So then after they were driving home from this brunch, he had this outburst where he pulled over and he started hitting the steering wheel and screaming and going, "Fuck, fuck, fuck." And just like completely just lost his shit to the point where she was like actually afraid for her friendship. And so she said for her, this was kind of the beginning of like the rose glasses falling off and starting to understand what he was really like and becoming more suspicious of him. She also told me that she was at a family event and his aunt, his parents are deceased, but his aunt had pulled her aside when he was in the bathroom. And she actually warned her about him. And she said, you know, you need to be really careful around him. He's not a great person. So she's starting to see all these signs about him. And then she decided to look through some of his things because he'd asked her to move in with him. And she found this shrine of his previous girlfriend, the one that he was cheating on, along with paperwork for STD status that he never disclosed. And so she broke up with him. And then, of course, he stalked her afterwards. He was trying to guilt trip her, telling her how much she hurt him and that she ruined his life and all this stuff to try to guilt her into coming back to him. Once she had ended things with him, she actually reached out to the girlfriend that was the long-term girlfriend and let her know about the Facebook group and about all these other women that he had cheated on her with. And that woman did not believe her. She even sent a picture of the STD paperwork, and she claimed that she made it up. So, you know, kind of a sad story for her that she still had trust and faith in this guy who treated her so poorly. But that's the tea on that. I wanted to circle back and let everyone know the story. It is interesting how things come back. You know, I don't ever think about that experience. It was a long time ago. It led to something really good. It led to the creation of this podcast. This podcast has opened me to so many different experiences and great friends and people that I've met and great guests that I've had and things that I've learned. So it was a positive outcome in the long run. And I never expected to really know what happened or to have anything come back. And, you know, 2 years later to have this woman come back in my life and tell me what happened, it was a surprise. You know, I guess it is good to know and to have that closure. I was okay without it, but that's the story on that. And listeners, I am looking for more content. If you would like to share a ghost story, you'd like to give feedback on this episode, you can find me on theghostpodcaststories.com. You can find me on Instagram at @theghostpodcaststories, on TikTok at @theghostpodcast. And you can also send me an email at theghostpodcaststories@gmail.com. As always, thank you for listening.